G'day. That's right. It's that time again. Time for cinema. Yes, g'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Cinema Yugen. Stuntman and action designer Eric Jacobus is known for his Tekken in real life shorts, as well as performing Kratos' stunts in Sony's God of War series. And he's set to unveil the project that kicked off his career, his feature-length action comedy Contour, previously only available via cropped DVD formats. Contour will now be available up-resed and uncut for free on Jacobus' YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@EricJacobusOfficial. Filmed originally in 2004 on a shoestring budget, Contour is a non-stop rollercoaster of Hong Kong-style action, with the final action sequence lasting nearly half an hour alone. 2024 marks Contour's 20th anniversary, and you can join the celebration by watching the film's premiere on Eric Jacobus's official YouTube channel on Friday, the 19th of April, 7 p.m. PTD. Immediately following the premiere, there'll be a Q&A, but right now we have the man himself, the action maestro, Eric Jacobus. Eric, welcome to Cinema Yugen.
Thanks for having me back.
Awesome to have you back, mate. Last time we spoke was Blindsided, the game, which was a while ago, and also spoke to not just Eric, but Clayton and David, Clayton Barber, David William Noe, and Luke LaFontaine. You still working with those chaps?
I keep up with them for sure. I talk to them quite a bit. I talked to Luke the other day, actually.
Right.
We like to talk history.
Talk history? It's a bit that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Blindsided was an awesome display of your action talents, but the film we're talking about today is Contour, which follows a small-time criminal, Lawrence Young, who's moonlights as a crotchety San Francisco tour guide. Among Law's latest guests is Alfonso de la Rosario. Alfonso de la Rosario, the prince of an obscure island nation of Eruvia. Who informs the law of a hefty reward awaiting whoever recovers a missing and very embarrassing private video that belongs to his parents and the king and queen of Eruvia. A law sets out to recover the tape and help with the help of his criminal contacts, throwing law and his tourists headfirst into the underbelly of San Francisco. This movie, Eric, you made a while back, but she's on her way back. She's been cleaned up, and you beaut 20th anniversary. Well done. This is an awesome movie. I really love action comedies, especially with Hong Kong style action in it. I was just watching actually the other day. Have you seen that Jet Li movie? I think it's Claws of Steel. It does have another name. It was released under another name. But frenetic, exciting, dynamic action, what we've come to expect from Eric Jacobus. Eric, tell us a little bit about the gestation and the 20th anniversary of Contour. You've seen Con Air, now get Contour, right?
Yeah, so that film started out it came from a photograph. So when we were doing Undercut, there was this moment when, and this is, Undercut was the same year, 2004. There's a moment where we were doing some like random montage, and there was like a postcard where there was this tour guide with like a Hawaiian shirt beating a guy up with a pineapple. And like that stuck with me. And I thought, like, man, what an interesting character. It was like literally 2 seconds of the movie, you blink and you miss it. But I wrote an entire character based on, well, what if you had this sort of like psychopathic tour guide, or sociopathic, I guess is more fair.
Right.
And started just, you know, they threw together, I think it was a 40-page script, honestly.
Right.
Threw it together, wrote it in like 2 weeks. Really simple. Like, oh, you'll have me a tour guide in San Francisco.
Right.
And started shooting it that year. I mean, we had very little money. A friend of mine who I had done a movie with was starting up a production company. His name is Ro Sahibi. And he gave us, him and Cliff Tang gave us, I think, $3,000 to make this feature film.
Wow.
And that was enough. That was enough for me. You know, we had a camera already. And so that $3,000 went to buying very cheap food, like Lara bars. Well, they didn't have Lara bars back then. What were they? Cliff bars and whatnot, nuts. And that was it. That was our entire, you know, in props, buy some clothes and whatever we could. Yeah. Nobody got paid anything. Oh, we bought a lot of ski masks. That was like one of the high ticket items in the budget to make sure that we could all put a ski mask on and be around. In each other's fight, probably in our own fights somehow at times.
Right, too.
And so we shot that movie, started shooting it at the end of 2004, finished it up. It took us a year to make that movie. And then, you know, IndieCan picked it up for distribution in, I think it was 2008. You know, we did like a lot of direct to consumer sales. That was when I started selling DVDs, sold a ton of them at Comic-Con. And we probably, I don't know how many of those DVDs we sold, a few thousand probably. I mean, it was like a really interesting time in the marketplace when like you could sell DVDs still at Comic-Con. People were just excited to watch indie films, indie action films. And then IndieCan picked it up, you know, bought it for like 10 grand. So we made the budget back times three. Wow. I would call that a runaway success.
Yeah, totally.
And even got a few paychecks along the way. And now I own it again. And I thought like, okay, it's been sort of released and re-released. I think the first time we released it, it was in this like super cropped, awful format on DVD, really low bit rate, just didn't look good. And then there was an IndieCan release and I think that they cut it. So like there was like 10 minutes cut out of it, including some action.
Right.
And it was kind of hard to find. And now you can watch it for free on my YouTube channel. Well, coming soon anyway. It'll be out.
Totally. We should tell the readers that on Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. PDT, immediately following the premiere, you can join Eric and Dennis Rule at a live stream Q&A where they will be taking your questions, host a Hong Kong action film trivia contest, give away Contour memorabilia and autographed DVDs, complain about the action film industry, and likely insult a few people. And
it'll be something like
that. This is going to be great. I would really love to be there. Unfortunately, I'm not local, but I love the idea of a bunch of people sitting watching this movie. It says, come prepared with your Hawaiian shirts, Mai Tais, and cigarettes. So I can imagine a bunch of people in Hawaiian shirts drinking Mai Tais, smoking cigarettes, especially at theater.
Yeah. I hope everybody, you know, watches it. You know, there'll be a live chat, a text chat live where you can, you know, I'll be roaming around in there. And then after the premiere, it'll jump to a live stream video. Dennis and I will be there live taking questions and just talking about, we're probably going to be doing a lot of reflecting. It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
The industry has changed in ways that, you know, 20 years before Contour, the industry had changed significantly as well. I don't know. Maybe the leap from 1984 to 2004 was like not quite as huge as the leap from 2004 to 2024.
Right. Yeah.
Because still in 2004, you know, it was getting easier to make movies, but you still had to like buy a camera, right? You still had to buy this thing. And there was a standard, there were DVDs, there was like a process that you went through, and it was all very kind of like the same model that was going on in the 80s and 90s. And then, but like in the past 20 years, I mean, the changes that have come about are just like insane. There was no YouTube back then.
Yes.
How did we didn't even know how we would sell this thing.
Right.
We were just going to do it and put it on. I knew I could make a DVD. I had a tech background.
Right.
But we thought, like, well, we'll just figure it out and make the best movie we can. Don't worry about casting. Put ourselves in it. And, you know, we really approached it without worrying.
Yeah.
I wish I could still do that.
And I love the fact you employed the ski mask thing, because that's an old low budget film trick where you've only got X amount of stuntmen, so you have to constantly re-costume them to bring them back for multiple fights and multiple deaths and multiple kicks to the head, whatever you poison is. But I like some of the fun facts here. Like it lasted a year. It says here that everyone sustained at least one serious injury during production. What was your serious injury?
I had a few. Cut my finger open at one point doing a fall. I did a back fall and fell on my. I fell onto a step. There's a fight scene involving baseball bats and stair. And I was trying to do a back fall and land on my upper back, and I fell on the back of my head instead on one. That wasn't terribly serious. I think I might have fared better than most of the other guys, though. Ray took a really bad hit to the back. That was really bad. You know, Ed, during production, tore his ACL, healed, came back, tore it again, healed. There were some pretty serious... we had some serious ones, but we just wanted to do it. Mm. We just so badly wanted to show that we could do a movie like this.
Yes.
We can make it.
It also helps that you're all very talented. I mean, I know your background is in gymnastics and weightlifting, but you're all very talented stunt performers. How do you I know that they're working at getting more recognition for stunties in the business, and you know, it's about time. Because all of these injuries and pains that you go through to deliver the great product or you know, to be a great stunt performer, you know, it probably would ease the pain a little bit if there was more recognition, no?
Yeah, look, if you're doing it, I mean, I have to say, like, the first thing is that you have to love doing it. That is number one.
Mm.
You have to love doing it, even if nobody ever sees you do it.
Right, sure.
That's just a precondition.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you look, I work in motion capture now. That's my main gig now.
Right, okay.
And primarily in video games. And nobody sees what I do anymore. Right. I don't get to release demo footage of me doing Kratos, me doing these Mortal Kombat. I don't get to do that anymore. And
right.
I don't really, you know. I mean, every now and then somebody will, you know, recognize me. Oh, you know, but like, that's not, I do it because I absolutely love every second of doing it. And if nobody ever knew I did it, it wouldn't matter to me. And I think that was a unifying trait that we all shared is that like, we're doing a craft. The love is in the doing it. And like making this thing and pouring our souls into this thing. If two people watch it, we are stoked. We are so happy.
Yeah.
And that to us, like, that's what really drives you as an artist. Because like as an artist, like, are you looking for people to love you? Or are you, it's like, you're making art as this like proxy for who you are and what you think. And, you know, like no matter what you do, like, your art has a statement, right? I watch Contour now 20 years later and I go like, oh, there's a lot of stuff that I put into that movie that I didn't think about. Like, it's a lot of personality and a lot of things. And there's a lot of things that, you know, Ed put into that movie. Ed did the opening animation and played, you know, the main character. There's a lot of things that Dennis put in. You know, he's got like all the kicks are basically Dennis and Andy. Like, there are these things about it that like, It's all of our signatures on this thing. Yeah. And, you know, when people appreciate those things, then you have, as an artist, you have to understand that, like, when somebody loves the art that you do and they're not really looking at you, they're looking at your art. Like, that's great. You're sort of making a linguistic connection with people in like a very profound way. And that's more powerful than them coming and gloating over you personally, in my opinion. Like, it's actually better if they are really connect with the art, because like, that's a more interesting sort of medium to interact with, to interact with the audience. And that's the best.
Mm. And yes, I suppose that ultimately in some ways defines how people's longevity. I mean, they tend to get dispirit along the way because they themselves are ultimately seeking some kind of celebrity.
Yeah, like, you have to It would be the same with a researcher, a mathematician, a scientist.
Yeah.
Right. And if you make an equation as a scientist and people use that equation, and that equation allows them to just do incredible things. Now you can send a rocket to the moon or whatever.
Yes.
You know, I think that you should be able to sleep easy at night. Hmm. Now, they're not, you know, if you're not being invited onto CNN to do interviews about your equation, that should be okay. Like you should be content. I think like that'll, like you said, it'll also push you to keep making more equations. It'll push you to do more things. It frees you to be a real artist, to be a scientist, if it's about the thing and not about you.
Totally. We should tell our listeners yet again, Eric's YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/@EricJacobusOfficial. This is where on the Friday, the 19th of April, 7 p.m. PDT, you'll be able to see Contour. We will put a link to Eric's YouTube channel. That's www.youtube.com/EricJacobusOfficial. And Eric, I just have to ask, I know that as a guy who played God of War, did Kratos end up with a beard because you have one? Or
no. No, I think that maybe, you know, maybe I just think like Kratos and I happen to grow a beard and
no, I was kind of now that I see you and I've seen the development of Kratos, I thought, hey, hang on, Kratos got a beard. There's something in that.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's this interesting studies of twins that when they're, you know, they're raised together and then they go their separate ways and then they, you know, 10 years later they get sick at the exact same time. So I feel sometimes maybe, you know, I'm over here becoming a father, new part of my life, and then at the same time Kratos is like a new character going from God of War 3 to God of War 2018. He's a father, they give him a beard. I just happen to be going through that at the same time.
Right.
And now they didn't pick me as an actor. I think maybe I started moving differently at the time, or I was making this Tekken in real life thing at the time. And I just was really passionate about movement and finding a new way to do movement. And that's how they found me for that. I just happened to have a beard at the time.
There you go. Purely coincidence. But tell us a little bit about, as this film was 20 years old, how was it now restoring a film using all of the toys that you didn't have 20 years ago, as far as mastering and, you know, digital editing and image grading and all that? I mean, I know it existed then in a form, but now it's a lot more readily available.
Yeah. Yeah. There are really amazing tools. I mean, even just using Premiere to up-res to HD. I mean, there's a part of me though that I kind of like the grain every now and then, you know, like I like the, it's not analog,
right? But
it's almost analog because you still had a tape,
yeah,
and it was a digital tape, but it's like, it's that weird place in between digital and analog. So there's still like mess on there. There's still things like wrong with it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like that stuff. I don't try and get rid of those things.
Right.
It seems as though people are putting that into movies now in order to make it look more authentic because as we become so much more digitized, you know, when things are so perfect, art now doesn't decay. You notice that, like art doesn't decay anymore. It used to decay from the moment, you know, you put the VHS in and then you've got like, you've got 200 plays on that VHS before it's unusable. But then all the grades in between, it's still a movie. Mm. It has this kind of fuzz to it. It kind of sounds a certain way. There starts to develop a hum. Your VCR starts making a certain sound.
Yeah.
And so I think that people have a lot of nostalgia for, you know, the decay of art. Mm. And so I didn't try and like hide that.
Right.
You know, there's some issues with like the slow motion shots are still interlaced, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's
I just asked because James Cameron have recently released, you probably aware, The Abyss and True Lies and Aliens, and I've been keeping up with some of the comments, and they were talking about how it's I think it was particularly with True Lies, some of the because he's trying to make them, you know, really crisp like they were made yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
With 4K or 8K or whatever they're up to, yeah. And 12K, 50K, whatever. Yeah, and there seemed to be a lot of people was like, oh, geez, it's really, really, really crisp. Like it's almost so crisp that, you know, it's like when you go into those stores and there's all the smart TVs in the background.
Yeah.
It was made 20 years ago and it was made with like a HD camera today because it's just, there's no depth of field like at all.
Everything. I wonder if in 20 years, James Cameron will release all his movies in full 360 VR because AI is going to be able to render like the back 270 degrees.
Yes.
It's like, now you get to be in the whole factory and you don't even have to like render it. You just have AI do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It's his movie. It's his choice. And
yeah.
You know, like if he wants, and he's, you know, he's on the cutting edge of technology. I don't know. I'm a little bit of a Luddite, I guess you can tell. I've got books behind me. I don't know if this is going to be a video or an audio, but like I you know, I think that decay is very cool. Well, and patina, I like,
they used to call it, didn't they?
I'm sorry.
Patina, you know,
the what? Oh, like, patina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The walls of VHF.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe someday we'll release Contour in 8K up res. But like, it's like it wasn't shot for that reason. Like we didn't shoot it for that, you know. And I don't know. Like it might not look right.
Yeah, it might look weird. It
might be strange. Yeah. What's the intent?
Yeah. It's like my wife constantly says when you know I watch some of the older films on you know the newer releases, and she goes, "It doesn't look the same."
Yeah,
you know, because that there were certain things that the gauze of VHS. Blurred,
yeah, like the stunt doubles.
Yeah,
like what's Cameron gonna do when you see Arnold's stunt double? Is he gonna put Arnold's face on the stunt double? Like,
well, that's right. I mean, the classic shot when you see Arnold come off the embankment and down into the channel, you can see it's very clearly Peter Kent and not Arnold. For a good portion of the shot too. Of course, when he lands, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but in flight, it's not. But, yeah, I mean, you could be right. He might go back again at some point and just completely, you know, with what do they call it, deepfake
and
go in there and actually make sure that there's no stunties or anyone who doesn't look like the main character.
Yeah, I'm sure the stunt performers are going to love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. It's
you don't love what you do.
Yeah, it's, as you say, if you're not doing it because you love it, you may be disappointed, because if you want the world to love and adore you, then that's a completely different thing and a completely different channel. I mean, you might as well get on TikTok and do those day in the life of videos if you truly yourself want to be celebrated. But if it's all about the films and the filmmaking and the art that you're passionate about, then that's more what this is about. 2024 marks Contour's 20th anniversary. You can join the celebration by watching the film's preview on Eric Jacobus's official YouTube channel. That's www.com/@EricJacobusOfficial. Friday, the 19th of April, 7 p.m. PTD. Or if you're lucky enough to be in the area, you can come prepared with your Hawaiian shirts, Mai Tais, and cigarettes. So that's going to be an interesting evening and attire.
Well, it'll only be me and Dennis here physically, but I hope everybody else joins us on the live stream.
Yes. So on the live stream, get comfortable in your Hawaiian shirt with a Mai Tai and a cigarette, or several Mai Tais and cigarettes, depending on how you enjoy your viewing. There's going to be a Q&A questions, host of Hong Kong action film trivia. Giving what sort of memorabilia are you giving away, Eric?
I've got some of the original black and blue DVDs.
Cool.
Some of them are signed by the entire cast.
Cool.
I've got like the original master tape that we sent to IndieCan. It's like this big. That would be some fun stuff to give away. Yeah, there's some fun stuff that we'll give away.
Awesome. So yeah, trivia contest, giveaways, memorabilia, autographed DVDs, Mai Tais, cigarettes, Hawaiian shirts. Contour, you've seen Con Air. Check out Contour with my good friend Eric Jacobus, stuntman and action designer. If you've played God of War, you know all about him. And it's not just, it is just a coincidence that Kratos and Eric have a beard.
Pure coincidence.
Pure coincidence. Contour, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Jacobus, www.youtube.com/@EricJacobus. We will put the link in the description and a reminder that Friday, April 19th is the night you need to put on your Hawaiian shirt, suck down your Mai Tais and light up a cigarette and enjoy Contour. Eric, thank you for coming on Cinema Yugen, mate. I wish you all the best with it and with all your everything else you've got in the pipeline.
Thank you.
Anything else cool that you'd like to tell our audience that that they can look forward to from you in the future?
Oh, we will. I mean, on my channel, I'm going to be releasing more action essays talking about movement. Okay. And
so this is all on Eric Jacobus official?
Yes. Yep. Yep. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, the wonderful Eric Jacobus 2024. That's this year, and it is the 20th anniversary of Eric's Contour, which you can witness at www.youtube.com/EricJacobusOfficial. We will put the link in the description, and you can get over there. Well, you should get over there on Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. PDT. And don't forget about the Q&A following with Eric and Dennis Rule in a live stream Q&A, where they will be taking your questions and hosting a Hong Kong action film trivia contest and a giveaway of Contour, memorabilia and autographed DVDs. So, yes. Get over there, Yugenites, to www.youtube.com/@EricJacobusOfficial. We'll put the link in the description. And as always, thank you for supporting independent cinema by listening to our podcast. And thank you for listening to Cinema Yugen on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm Ken Hill, and we'll catch you next time.